Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. It is an absolute pleasure to have Gene Agenson on the phone lines with Stratford Mission Depot. Good morning, Gene.
Good morning, Jamie. Beautiful morning if you like fog.
Exactly, Gene, exactly. Well, Gene, I'm going to start off by saying congratulations on your appointment as member of the Order of Canada. Now, with the news of this came out last week. You've had some days to reflect on this. How are you feeling about it?
I am still absolutely overwhelmed by this. I mean, it's just, you know, something that doesn't happen to me, a farm wife out here in Downey Township. So it's absolutely overwhelming. But Jamie, and it is an incredible honor, but I share that honor. Nothing that I do is ever done alone. So I share that honor with so many people. We wouldn't have a medical recycling depot if people didn't give us their leftover medical supplies, if the hospital, nursing homes, other agencies, if they didn't give us what's left over. Then that's what we work with. That's what we, use to sort and pack, ready for countries that need it. And right now, of course, it's Ukraine, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cuba are and South Sudan are the big places that we're sending to right now.
Well, again, Gene, congratulations on this. And as you mentioned, with you and all of the volunteers with Stratford Mission Depot doing so much. And I do love that John Nader posted, delighted to see Gene of Stratford appointed as member of the Order of Canada, truly embodies the motto, they desire a better country. Congratulations, Gene. So that's nice to see.
Thank you.
You got
Yes, I do share it with all of the volunteers that work every week, to sort supplies and those that pick it up. And agencies like Rotary, the Warehouse of Hope, not just tourists, we're not a charity, Jamie. We're just people who do the work. So, we are in donated space at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. And so we give our supplies to, other agencies that do have the financial resources to get it to the third world where it needs to be used. Yeah.
And I can well imagine the Rotary Club of Festival City so proud of this honor for you.
I'm a proud member of Festival City Rotary Club. We're just a small group, but we do tackle a lot of things. And of course, I'm all the members of the Stratford Rotary Club are great friends as well. So together, Rotary is able to make a difference here in Stratford.
Well, Gene, it is so well deserved. Now, Gene, I understand there was a little bit of initial confusion with your notification, whether it was legit or not. Do you know when the actual ceremony is coming up?
No, that will be in the future. So as of December the 29th, I am a member. I am listed as a member of the Order of Canada. And I have to change my signature. I am now, asked to use CM after my name. So Gene Aitchison, CM. That's outrageous. So I have to learn to do that. There will be the actual ceremony to get to be invested, as they say, and receive the beautiful medal. The medal is a stylized white snowflake that, I will be wearing on, official occasions, I guess. So that's what I get, at Rideau Hall sometime in the future.
And that'll be presented by our new Governor General, so that'll be exciting.
I'm very excited to meet her. She's certainly a very accomplished lady, and, what she's done, since she's been in that role is pretty amazing, yeah. There was a lot of confusion, Jamie. I got this email from the Governor General's office, and I thought it was a scam.
Oh, my goodness.
Because it said I should call back or email on a very important matter within 2 days. So that just kind of rang, scam in my head. And I called the Stratford police. They said it was a scam, right? And I called John Nader's office, and of course they didn't know anything about it either, right? And I said, sounds like a scam to me. So.
Oh dear. Well, it's a well-deserved honor for sure, and I hope when they notify you when the ceremony's coming up, I hope that's a little bit more clearer. My goodness.
Well, I've since had very official, documents back and forth and
yeah.
that kind of thing. But
isn't that something?
It was an email that came to me.
Oh, isn't that something?
Jamie, the other thing is I don't know who my nominator is. Maybe there'll be several. I don't know. But there are also, other persons who support that nomination with, letters or commendations. I'm not sure what. So I'm deeply indebted to them as well. So somebody here, took the time and the effort to put my name forth. I'm just very, very grateful. Because it's all confidential, I will not know that. But I want to send, my thanks, to them, for making the effort to put my name forth.
Oh, for sure. And, of course, our community supports you, Jean, completely. Jean Aitchison.
Thank you. So they can continue to support by giving us their donated, their leftover, medical supplies and stuff that you might have at home. Spread the word to other people that you might know, other areas of the of Ontario, to say that because of the war in Ukraine, we are sending a lot of supplies, but unless we have them to sort and process and stuff, we don't have those available. So how the community can support is to continue to give us their medical supplies, wheelchairs, walkers, all manner, and also personal care supplies that we give to the homeless shelters around the whole area. London, Simcoe, Woodstock, we help those out, those areas out too with in the homeless shelters and stuff.
So what's the best way to reach out with Stratford Mission Depot, Jean? What's the best way?
Yeah, people can call me on my cell phone, 519-276-1975. Or an email is great too, then it's there. Sometimes it takes me a little bit to get back to them, but an email, JKH as in Harry, S as in Sam, N as in Norman, at Quadro, Q-U-A-D as in David, R-O dot net.
Jean Aitchison, CM, I guess we can say that, Jean Aitchison.
Yeah, that's true. That's what it's supposed to be, my new signature, Jean Aitchison, CM, and that stands for Canada member. It's just unbelievable, Jamie.
And so well deserved. Congratulations, Jean. Jean Aitchison. Jean, thank you so much for the conversation. And again, on behalf of the community, congratulations.